we can't rush away from Psalm 91. There's so much more. Read it out loud now in your own version and ask the Lord to open the eyes of your understanding. Slow down. Begin to think deeply about it. Contemplate. Meditate. Let him touch your heart in the secret place. What a privilege to be invited to live inside the heart of this great God who loves us to distraction. As we stay in this place, we become jealous to guard this time, our time, together. Like lovers, lost in each other. We are jealously guarding our devotional time now so it doesn't become our prayer time, our business relationship, but it remains our intimate personal time with our bridegroom, the lover of our soul. A time where we break and pour out our alabaster box of love over his feet, mixed with our tears of thanksgiving, devotion and adoration. In this place, in the splendour of his manifest presence, we become occupied with him alone. We find how little we know him, even though we thought we did. Penitential tears begin to flow as our hearts break with love for him. It's in this place that we learn to become conscious of him. In this place we develop dove's eyes. Song of Solomon 1:15. How beautiful you are, my darling. How beautiful. Your eyes are doves. A dove has no peripheral vision. She's not distracted. Her gaze is straight, looking only at and to him, her lover. In this place, this is where we learn to run to him, abide in him, rest in him. Discover he really, really is our all-sufficiency, the all-sufficient one, the self-existent one. I am. Selah. Pause and think of that. In days of trouble, we know we can call on him and he'll either deliver us or keep us as we go through in unbroken fellowship with him. Psalm 121. We hide in him, our hiding place, our refuge, our fortress, our shelter, our God, who is for us, not against us. We learn to live here in the secret place of his affection, the beloved in the beloved, at peace and at rest despite the storms which rage about us, because he's promised to be with us. We begin to develop a language of love, trusting in his promises to us. Faith rises in the secret place. He will not leave me or forsake me. Of this I am fully persuaded.